Hello everybody, it's me again. I wanted to do this video about the creepy liberals and what they've been up to. You know, there's really very much an attack on children right now, and it's not just about the whole transgendering thing or the LGBT thing in school. That's just one or two things right there, okay? Because the whole trans agenda is part of the LGBT, so it's actually all one thing. There's a lot of other attacks going on against the children. You've all seen the one classic video of them eating crickets, okay? In class, they're giving them these free crickets, and they're all different flavors, and oh, wow, how neat. So they're feeding kids this poison because crickets have chitins, which we cannot digest. Humans cannot digest chitins, and actually even animals can't. So it's a defense mechanism of the bug, right? So we need to look deeper into that, at what they're coming up with mealworms and all this different, you know, synthetic meats and all this shit. I'm doing a separate video about the food, but right now I just want to concentrate on the children. So we've seen that classic video of the children eating crickets at school, okay? Then there was a classic video of our Prime Minister in Canada here, Sockboy, asking parents to leave the room so he could talk to the children.
By asking all the moms to step out of the room for a minute so I can talk to your kids. I'll give you a second.
Now that in itself is very creepy. And the reason it's creepy is because he knows the parents aren't going to leave the room. So he knows the parents are hearing what he's saying. And it's not like he, you know, tried to woo them or anything, but, you know, it's just the thought of him saying that. It's like, parents, go away. I want to be alone with your kids. Look at that creep. Would you want him alone with your kids? Seriously. If you're okay with it, do me a favor. Go out to the front of your house. Go to the nearest phone pole. Put your feet at the bottom of that phone pole and then whack your head off it about 5 times. Please. Thank you. And then there's been all these creepy different things that the liberals have been doing. And then there was last night. I got two different videos. One I wanted to show you was with this Ahmed idiot or whatever his name is. And Trudeau. Have a look at this.
Omar, it's time.
Santa has cleared for travel in Canadian airspace. He's coming. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and stay safe.
Okay, so that's kind of creepy because they're trying to actually personalize themselves with children. They're always doing videos to children. You never see them doing videos to adults. Okay, maybe the one time on Twitter he put up that video with his body double and asked me questions. Well, I mean, have a look at this.
Hey everyone, as we approach the end of the year, I'll be doing a lot of interviews with TV stations, with newspapers, with radio stations, and they've had a lot of great questions, but I know you do too, so let's hear them.
Okay, so all these goofy videos he's doing, that was the only one he ever did to the adults, and that was on Twitter. But I think he's appealing to the younger adults more so than the older crowd, because he knows we don't like him. He knows the people in his age group would rather see him hang by a rope than have him as a prime minister. Enough said. So, then there's this other creepy video. It's got this Theresa Tam idiot in it. And the problem I have with this one specifically is she's using a classic story, even though it's a pagan story and the whole deal, whatever. They're taking a classic children's tale. I mean, you know, The Night Before Christmas, all these Santa Claus is coming to town, all these different books and songs and everything. This is a classic. And so they're taking a classic and they're thrashing it to pimp vaccines on children. Have a look at this.
Well, kids, I'm just doing my yearly call to the North Pole for Santa's holiday health check.
Why, hello, Dr. Tam.
Mrs. Claus, so good to see you again. Where did Santa go?
Oh, Santa was late for snow yoga with the elves and reindeer. He says it's great cross-training for sleigh driving.
Sounds fun. Are you all set for the holiday season?
Of course. I must say, Dr. Tam, it just warms my heart to see everyone in Canada, especially kids, working so hard to keep the holidays safe and cheerful for all.
So am I, Mrs. Claus. Every child in Canada has definitely earned a place on the nice list. Their parents and caregivers, too. It's been a tough season with lots of viruses making people sick.
Thankfully, Santa and I are feeling as healthy as ever. We are both up to date with our vaccinations, including COVID boosters and flu shots.
That's so good to hear.
I always tell Santa to make a list and check it twice. One, stay up to date on your vaccinations. Two, wear a mask in crowded indoor places and make sure it fits nice and snug. Three, wash your hands to the tune of Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way.
Great advice. Great voice, too. Also, you can be sure to stay at home if you're feeling sick. And if you're gathering indoors with other people or elves, open a door or a window for a few minutes at a time to let in some fresh air. The more items you check off the list, the more protected you are.
Yes, you can think of it like decorating a tree. You need tinsel, lights, ornaments, and the star on top. The tree is at its best when all the decorations are up and nicely layered.
Thanks, Mrs. Claus. Happy holidays, everyone.
Okay, look. I draw the line here, okay? Actually, I drew the line back in the transgender thing and giving them the hormone blockers, but this, I have a real problem with this. A, their acting sucked. I mean, I could have did better with my video cam, with my digital camera, okay? And I could have been all the characters. Trust me. That was so lame. But anyway. So, you have all these liberals trying to personalize themselves with children. If you paid attention to Chrystia Freeland, or Krusty Freeloader, as I call her, when she was at the parades for the whole Ukraine scam, she was always around children. She's like the Pied Piper, okay? And So I have a lot of problems with the Liberal Party and what they're doing. Really, really kind of centering in on children, and it's almost out of spite. It almost seems out of spite. Because they don't include the parents. They want the parents to go away. They don't want the parents to know what the kids are learning at school. They don't want the parents to hear what they have to say to them. They don't want the parents, you know, to know that they're getting made. They don't want the parents to know they're getting vaccines. So they make it legal for little kids to make those kinds of decisions of things they don't know anything about. Before this COVID-19 hit, how many kids do you know personally who could tell you about all the vaccines and all the adverse reactions and how many deaths each one? I mean, you understand what I'm saying? Well, I couldn't have either, but the point is, how many children do you know that talked about vaccines in a technical way? No, because kids don't like needles. They don't even want to talk about vaccines. That's a taboo subject. I know, I was a kid once. I know you think I was born as an adult, but I wasn't. I was born as a little wee person. I looked like a little alien. I had a bald head, and I was like, ah. So, and then I grew into this monster that I am now. But the point is, I was a kid, and I know kids don't want to talk about that shit with needles. Unless they're saying, I hate needles, they don't want to talk about them. So, all these liberals are creeping me out big time because of what they're doing with the kids. And I'm one, it's going through my head, what's next and who's next, right? This is what I keep wondering. So I wanted to bring this up to you. Put the seed in your head, plant the seed and see if it grows the same way on you, because I'm finding this very fucking Hitler creepy, okay? So, actually, this makes Hitler look like a fucking nice fairy tale, okay? This is so fucking demonic. And who these people are, and who they hang with, and who they worship, and who they admire, are all creepy assholes. And that goes for the globalists, that goes for the Chinese, that goes for the, you know, hardcore Islamist clerics that he likes, their imams he likes to hang out with. He's really just, he wants to please everybody because he's an idiot. Justin Trudeau is a total idiot. I don't have to tell you that, you know that, but the point is, I just want you to know that I still know and still feel that way, okay? It's just me. So anyway, I want to end this video. I want to thank all my subscribers, all my new subscribers, and my viewers. I'm going to keep doing these little videos just to show you stuff. There's a documentary I'm in the midst of making now. It's going to take me a little bit here, but it's something you're going to want to see because it's a very serious documentary, and a lot of people are involved in this, so it's going to be awesome, and I hope you'll catch it. And I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a great Christmas. It's New Year's Eve. It's Christmas Eve. And so I'm looking forward to just kind of getting through this holidays, past the New Year, so I can start the New Year figuring out where the hell I'm going and what I'm doing. And I hope you all have a great and merry holidays, Christmas, New Year's, whatever, Hanukkah, whatever you have, Kwanzaa, or whatever. Happy, 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 everything. And don't let the government punk you off, okay? Have a great day.